Debt Limit Saga. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy planning to meet over the debt limit. The negotiations are crucial, as the default deadline is June 5th. Fox's Jackie Ibanez has more.
An important face-to-face this week in Washington, one that could determine the fate of our nation's financial security. President Biden and Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy are set to meet Wednesday to discuss raising the national debt limit. McCarthy pledges that cuts to Social Security and Medicare are off the table, but he adds that the threat of a government default can be avoided if Democrats are willing to negotiate.
The U.S. reaching its debt limit on January 19th. Following the release of body cam footage showing the fatal beating of black motorist Tyree Nichols during a traffic stop in Memphis, Tennessee earlier this month, protesters nationwide have been calling for police reform. Ben Crump, the attorney representing the Nichols family, reiterating that viewpoint on ABC's This Week.
Just as much as those officers are responsible for the death of Tyree Nichols, so is the implicit bias police culture that exists in America.
Five Memphis police officers have since been fired and are facing second-degree murder charges. The Memphis PD shutting down the Scorpion unit, which included those officers. The Kansas City Chiefs are returning to the Super Bowl with their 23-20 victory over the Cincinnati Bengals in the AFC Championship game. Here's Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
It took my teammates. I truly believe that, man. Just to come out here and battle against a great football team, it took everybody. I told our team in the locker room, it's going to be all of us. So we got to play together. And that's what we did as a full team. And how about Harrison Butker knocking through that field goal, baby? That's what I'm talking about.
Sound courtesy of CBS Sports. The Chiefs will face the NFC champion Philadelphia Eagles. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
A fisherman loses his life in the year's first fatal shark attack. Fox's Karen McHugh reports.
This was no boat accident. The first fatal shark attack of 2023 has claimed the life of a man in Mexican waters. Manuel Lopez was diving for shellfish in Tobari Bay in the Gulf of California back on January 5th when he was decapitated by a great white shark. The 19-foot-long predator struck at a depth of about 50 feet, according to the website TrackingSharks.com. Two other fishermen who were with Lopez witnessed the gruesome scene. Divers in the area had been forewarned, however, of an increased presence of sharks. Great whites are known to cruise the waters of the Sea of Cortez in the months of December and January as pregnant females feed in the area.
A New Jersey man is sentenced to 55 years in jail for the fatal stabbing of a woman on her lunch break. Fox's Chris DeMeo has more.
Kenneth Saw pleading guilty in the death of 26-year-old Carolyn Byington nearly 4 years ago. Both had worked at a business in Princeton. He was an accountant and she a market research manager. Saul in his plea said he copied the key to Byington's apartment, planted surveillance cameras, and later killed her in a struggle to keep her quiet. Prosecutors say Saul later conspired with another inmate to commit a copycat murder and make it appear like the culprit was still free.
A Tesla bursts into flames in California.
By the time firefighters got there, the whole car was engulfed in flames. Thankfully, no one was hurt. This happened near Sacramento on a busy highway Saturday afternoon. Sacramento Metro Fire District officials say nothing unusual happened before the fire, and the driver was going at a normal speed. They say the white Model S's battery compartment just caught fire, and it took two fire trucks and 6,000 gallons of water to get the battery to stop burning. The EV company claims that overall, their vehicles are far less likely to catch fire than fuel-powered ones.
That's Fox's Shayna Astulin. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.